We're starting at Ted Zion Amabet at the bottom. Yesterday, we talked about the Chomer b'nedarim mibeshvuo, that a neder will be chal al dvar mitzvah, and a shvuo is not chal al dvar mitzvah. So then we wanted to know, well, what's the source that a shvuo is not chal on dvar mitzvah? So we found a source, which was actually a little problematic, because the source was the pasuk that has both neder and shvuah in it, right? Which didn't make sense, because if we're trying to say the difference between neder and shvuah, that a shvuah is not chal on dvar mitzvah, and a neder, if you make a neder not to do a mitzvah, you can keep it. You need to keep it. We came from this pasuk, the shvuah, about lo yachel dvaro, which is another pasuk about ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, o hishava shvuah. We said Dvar is Dvar Rishud and not Dvar Mitzvah. That was our pasuk. We said, what do you do about the Neder? They say, oh, well, Neder is an exception. You know, Neder anyway, you're not being Nodir not to do the Mitzvah. You're being Nodir on the object in which you do the Mitzvah. And then there was just a thing about, you know, Abaye said it was your Nodir not to get Hana'ah from the Mitzvah, like Hana'ah from the Sukkah. And Rebbe said, what kind of thing? If you're Nodir not to get Hana'ah from a Sukkah, you can still do the Mitzvah of Sukkah because Mitzvah lav lehenot nitznu, right? Why do you think Abaye used the Lashon of Hana'ah? I was trying to think about this last yesterday. Why do you use Lashon of Hana'ah? Because that's your typical Lashon of an Eder, like Hamudar Hana'ah Mechaviro. Generally, you say, I'm not going to get Hana'ah from you. So here, he just took the Lashon and applied it to Mitzvah. I'm not going to get Hana'ah from the Mitzvah. So comes Rava and he says, I don't know what you're talking about, but it must be, he was Nodir Yeshivat Sukha Alai, or Nodir, what was the other option? Lo Esheba Sukha. Oh, no, he just gave the example of Sukha. Right, like it would be nitilat lulav alai or something, I guess. I don't know how you would say it there. Okay, because those were the two examples they gave, right? Sukkah and... Oh, no, they just brought sukkah here. No, here. Oh, they said tefillin at some point? Why don't I remember that? They said lulav... Ah, right, you're right. In the Mishnah, that's where it had it. They had the sukkah, the lulav, and the tefillin. Here, they just gave the example of the sukkah. Okay, so now, the Gemara asks a question. On the fact that we learn it from this pasuk, lo yachel dvaro, on the dvaro is dvar reshut, they say, wait a minute. Mehacha nafka, we're three lines from the bottom of, or we're actually four lines. It starts from the words v'she'en. V'she'en nishba'in la'avor la'mitzvot mehacha nafka? Mehatam nafka le. It comes from some other source. This is a very common question, where you say, you want to derive it from there, but don't we know we derive it from somewhere else? Where do we learn it from somewhere else? Ditanya, yachol nishba levatel et hamitzvah velo bitel, yachol yehei chayav. You might think, okay, this is also a typical structure of a midrash halacha, you might think that if you swore to not do a mitzvah, and then you didn't do it, yachol yehei chayav, okay, in other words, I'm getting confused with the lashon. You swore that you weren't going to do a mitzvah, velo bitel, meaning... I assume it means you didn't do the mitzvah, right? Oh, right. It must mean you didn't do the mitzvah. You swore not to keep a mitzvah, and then you didn't do the mitzvah, right? So why lo bitel? Lo bitel what? Lo bitel. This is the lashon.
It's a
lo bitel et hamitzvah.
One swears to transgress
the mitzvah. He swears not to do a mitzvah.
And he doesn't do the mitzvah, so he violates the neder.
But he said he swore he wasn't going to do the mitzvah. So if he doesn't do the mitzvah, why is he violating the swear? He says, I swear I'm not going to do a mitzvah. And then he doesn't do the mitzvah.
No,
so he kept his...
He's to transgress the mitzvah.
I see. Right. That's why I'm confused. Okay. He swore that he was going to make sure to do the mitzvah. That's why I was going to... Fine. He swears he's going to keep the mitzvah, right? And then... Why is it nishbat levatel et hamitzvah?
Transgress isn't to keep it; it's to violate a mitzvah.
He swears I'm not going to violate the mitzvah.
No, I'm not going to violate.
So it's different from what we were talking about.
I'm actively going to do something I shouldn't do.
Wait a minute. So weren't we talking until now? Right, I guess until now, Einish bin, it's all Einish bin lavor la mitzvah, right? Not keep a mitzvah.
That's why
okay.
I can say that I'm not going to, that I'm going to violate a mitzvah.
He swears he's going to violate a mitzvah and then he doesn't violate the mitzvah. Okay. So how do we know that he's chayav? Talmud lomar, lahara o lahetiv. Okay, now what are we talking about chayav here? There's two issues with shvuah. Number one, if you violate a shvuah, what happens? You're over in a lotah saying you get malkot. We've learned that. What if you violate it accidentally? Okay? You really didn't mean to violate it, but you did. Happened by accident. Shogeg. Then you have to bring what's called a korban shvua. So this drasha is talking about how do we know that you keep that you have to bring a korban shvua if you violated your shvua. So Talmud Lomar, and here's the pasuk by the shvua, by the korban shvua. Okay, it's in Vayikra Hey Dalet, right? Obviously, it's in Vayikra Hey, where right, in other words, not necessarily Hey, but it's in Vayikra in the beginning where we talk about all the korbanot that people have to bring. So it says, O nefesh ki tishava levateh b'sfatayim lahara o lehetiv. If somebody swears, you know, using their lips, or expressing, you could say, either to do something bad or to do something good. So what do you learn from here? Mahatava rishut af hara'a rishut. Okay? Just like if you want to do something good, it has to be something of rishut, because right, it's not going to be something of a mitzvah. So likewise, because nishbim, right, we're omen, mushba va'ome mehar Sinai, so likewise, if we're nishba la'avor ala mitzvah, the ra has to also be ra of rishut. Okay? And that's where we learn this mitzvah, that einish be'in la'avor ala mitzvot. Okay? So I think I actually got confused yesterday when I was teaching it. I was thinking there was nishba'in l'kayem et ha-mitzvah, there's mushba va'ome mehar Sinai, but now I see there are two different things. There's mushba va'ome mehar Sinai, which is to take a shvua to say I'm going to keep a mitzvah, is ein shvua chal al shvua. And now we're learning, how do we know also that if you don't do, right, if you swear I'm not going to do a mitzvah, then also you're chayev. Okay, so either we say it's lo yechel dvaro, it has to be dvar v'shut, or now we're saying, but wouldn't we learn it from this pasuk, la ra'u leiti? So now the Gemara is going to answer, first it says, so from here we learn, yatzan ishba l'batel ha-mitzvah v'lo bitel, she'ein ha-reshut bi'ado. That he doesn't have reshut to do that, and therefore, from here we can learn, this is just a continuation of the drasha, that from the pasuk, la ra'u leiti, it's clear that if you're over on a mitzvah, you're not chayev a korban shvua. So now, what are the answer? The obvious answer, if you didn't figure it out when I gave you the introduction here. Chag kra lemiftere mi korban shvua. V'chag lemiftere min lav de shvua. There's two different things here. One is a korban shvua, if you do it b'shogeg, and that was the pasuk la'ra'u leitiv. And the other one was lo yechel dvaro, where we learned there's a lo tase and you get malkot on it. So one drasha we needed to teach you, because both are two different situations. One is meziv, one is shogeg. So one has to teach you that if you're shogeg, by a korban, if you said, I'm going to not do a mitzvah, and then you do it, so then you're putter from a korban shvua, because it doesn't apply here. And the other pasuk, the first one we brought, is to teach you that if you did it b'mezid, you're chayev malkot. And therefore, we just say you need a separate one for each halacha. Okay, new Mishnah. Yesh neder b'toch neder, ve'ein shvua b'toch shvua. Okay, this is going to be a very interesting case. What happens if you take a double neder on the same thing, basically. Or you take a double shvu on the same thing. You swear twice on the same thing. So what do we learn? There is neder b'toch neder. You can make a double neder. Okay, so if you make a neder, and then on top of that you make another neder, the second neder applies. Okay, we're going to get into the Gemara, into all types. Which type? Does it work in every case? Does it not? We're going to see. V'ein shvua b'toch shvua, but shvua never works on top of another shvua. So if you say, I swear I'm not going to eat, and then you say, I swear I'm not going to eat, and then you eat, you're only chayav once, okay? Whether you did it b'shogeg, so you'd be chayav one korban. If you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayav malkot once. You're not chayav twice. But if you took a neder on a neder, then you'd be chayav twice if you go against your neder. Ketzad. By the way, this is just another continuation of the last Mishnah of cases where neder is more chamor from shvua. Okay, that's what we were talking about. So here's another chumrah. The yesh neder b'toch neder, ein shvua b'toch shvua. We're going to see the yesh neder b'toch neder, does it mean there's always or only in some cases? Right? So maybe I'll just throw it out as a question right now. From the pshat of the Mishnah, what do you think? Do you think neder always is chal on another neder, or there's some cases where it's chal? What would you think from the Lashon? Yesh neder b'toch neder v'ein shvua b'toch shvua. What?
Some.
All right. It does sound the pshat is some, because there is neder b'toch neder. It doesn't mean there always is v'ein shvua b'toch shvua. But we're going to see later that somebody says, no, if it meant that some and not others, then it should have said, yesh neder b'toch neder v'ein neder b'toch neder. Right? But it does seem, I agree with you, that the pshat reading of the Mishnah does seem to leave room for the fact that there are some cases where it works, but not necessarily every case. Now, interestingly enough, the case they bring of a neder is a case of nizirut. Okay? And the assumption here, and this we're going to see in other places, and maybe I'm going to raise it as a question, do we see it all the time or not? But nizirut is a type of neder, basically. Okay? So even though, right, in the first Mishnah, it's a kinuyei nedarim kinedarim, and it's a kinuyei nizirut kinizirut, is if nizirut was not a type of neder. Because if nizirut is 100% the type of neder, then you wouldn't need to say kinuyei nizirut kinizirut, because it would be obvious. But here, they seem to be saying that nizirut is clearly a type of neder, and therefore the example they're bringing is with nizirut. And then there's a whole machloket among the poskim, whether it's only nazir where it would work, or maybe it also works for any neder. And it's not clear whether this would apply in every case of nedarim, or just specifically in the case of nizirut. Yes?
Are they starting to get into the topic of the positive and negative nedarim? Because like in the last Gemara, they were talking about, like, you know, a negative negative.
Double negative. Right. But this isn't double negative at all. This is double.
Negative, yeah, but he's saying if he doesn't eat the bread, then it's only one.
Ah, you're saying.
Like, are they starting to differentiate?
So here they're not differentiating between whether he says I'm eating or I'm not eating. Yes, no. That was really the last section we had. This is just what did he mean when he said? We'll see. You can ask me after if you still have the question. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar hareini nazir imochal. Okay, if I eat, I'm going to be a nazir. And then he says again, Harmeni Nazir Imochal. Now you can imagine, right? What do you think he meant here? Do you think he meant to become a Nazir twice? Now remember, Stam Nizirut is Shloshim Yom. So did he mean, now maybe it's not even a question of did he mean it or not, just the question is what happens when he does it, right? It could be he didn't mean it, but the fact is he said two Amirot, and he said it twice, and therefore it means that it's going to be double. Okay, so what would happen in this case? Let's say he eats, right? So Ve'achal. So since he said it twice, what happens? First, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days. And then, when the Nazirut is up and he finishes the whole process of the Korbanot and the Giluach and everything after, and the Korbanot, then he has to become a Nazir for another 30 days. Okay, from one act of eating. Understand? He ate one piece of something he said he wasn't going to eat, and that was Mechayev him twice. Because he said it twice, the exact same thing twice. We're going to see, maybe that's not exactly the case, okay? But that's the way the Peshat of the Mishnah reads. Shvua shalochal, shvua shalochal. But if he says, I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat, then, ve'achal, eino chayav el achat. Okay, then he's only chayav once. Okay, so now we're going to have two understandings of this Mishnah. Machloka between Rav Huna and Shmuel. Okay, I'm going to raise something that I don't have an answer to. Generally, the sugyot are listed historically. Like, the earlier person always comes first, and here Shmuel should appear first, and for some reason he appears second, because Shmuel's earlier than Rav Huna. I don't know why that is, but I just thought it was interesting to point out. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela de amar, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lemachar. It only works if you say, I'm going to be a nazir today, I'm going to be a nazir tomorrow. What happens if you say, I'm going to be a Nazir today, right? So today is day number one, and your last day is day number 30. And then you say, Hareini Nazir Machar, what happens? Day number two becomes your day number one for the second one, and day number 31 becomes your last day. And what do we have here? There's one day, when you said that Hareini Nazir Machar, there's one day that wasn't included in the earlier Shavuot, the earlier Nazir. And therefore, Yesh makom la'amira hazot lachul. You know, there's somewhere for the statement to apply. And that's why it works. So that's what he says. Demigo dekamitosaf yoma yetera. Since you've added, right, migo is mitoch. Since you've added this extra day, chayla nazirut on the zirut. Aval amar hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, ein chayla nazirut on the zirut. So he takes the Mishnah out of its pshat. This is not every case of Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. It's only if you said Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lemachar. Okay? It seems, by the way, whether you said if I eat or you didn't say if I eat, that's not the critical part here. Maybe that answers your question, Sherry. The issue here, they're not talking about the if I eat part. The issue is, did you say I'm going to be a Nazir? Right? If you say even you just say Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. It seems that that would also be chayav you twice. But comes Rav Huna and says only if you say Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Machar. And then there's somewhere for the second nizirut to be chal. Otherwise, we're just assuming that what? You're just kind of repeating yourself to stress it, to make sure you remind yourself to, you know, you're making a stronger statement. I was even thinking.
What if he doesn't edit for something that doesn't have a time span?
Right, well, that's the difference, I think.
Right, so that could be why they're talking about Nisirut specifically.
Right, exactly.
Because it has a time frame, and then there's somewhere for the time frame, and that's why some people say it might only apply for Nisirut. Okay? Ushmuel amar, afilu amar hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, chala nizirut ale. Okay, Shmuel has the opinion like the pshat of the Mishnah, that it works no matter what. Okay? Interestingly enough, right, it seems like Rav Huna is a bit more understandable as a shita, but we're going to end up bringing many questions of Rav Huna until finally the Gemara is going to say to Yuvta, like, we've tried, you know, we've asked a bunch of questions, this one we can't answer up, and we're left with the question. So interestingly enough, they're going to have more trouble with Rav Huna than with Shmuel. Ula Rav Huna, aditana, so here's the first question. Aditana ein shvua b'toch shvua. Since it already says in our Mishnah, here's what I already prefaced when we learned the Mishnah, they're going to say the language of the Mishnah doesn't match what he's saying, because what should it have said, like I said before, right? Since it says in the Mishnah, ein shvua b'toch shvua, litany, it should have, litany always means, it should have said, litany is lashon atid of the verb tana. Tana is to learn in the Mishnah, right? Or to learn in a Makor Tana'i. So it should have said in the Mishnah, yesh neder b'toch neder ve'ein neder b'toch neder, right? It should have given two options, that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Hareini nazir ayom, hareini nazir l'machar, yesh neder b'toch neder, and hareini nazir ayom, ein neder b'toch neder. Okay? And therefore they end with kashya. They say this is somewhat difficult, our Mishnah for him. But there's a difference, we've talked about this before, between kashya and tiyuvta. Kashya means it's difficult, but we can answer it up, and I think we can answer it up as you all did before. Right? That really, the lashon of yesh doesn't mean this is the only option. The lashon of yesh seems to imply there are cases where neder b'toch neder, and it doesn't necessarily prove it. Next question. Tnan. Yesh neder b'toch neder ve'ein shvua b'toch shvua. Okay? So now, that's just a quote from our Mishnah. Hechidami. What's the case? Ilema, right? In other words, when the Mishnah says yesh neder b'toch neder, the whole question now is, does it go like Rav Huna or does it go like Shmuel? Does it mean harein nazir hayom, harein nazir hayom, or does it mean harein nazir hayom, harein nazir l'machar? So if you're going to say that it means harein nazir hayom, harein nazir l'machar, dekabate gabei shvua, de lo ochal te'inim, chazar v'amar, shvua shelo ochal anavim. Amai lo ochal, shvua al shvua. Okay. First, they're going to try to compare this to a case of shvua, that they know the halacha, okay? Let's say you say, I swear I'm not going to eat grapes. And then you say, I swear I'm not going to eat figs. I mean, here it's the opposite. It doesn't really matter. But if you say, what's the story? Does the second shvua work? Of course it works. You're taking a shvua on two different things, right? So hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir l'machar is also taking a shvua on two different things. Right? You're basically saying, I want to be a Nazir from today for the next 30 days. And then you're saying, I want to be a Nazir from tomorrow for the next 30 days. So that's not the same thing. So therefore, now you're right that this isn't a fair comparison. The Gemara is going to also say that. But they're trying, you'll see they'll come up with a better case, okay, which we can also argue with, is it really similar. But they're trying to compare it to a Shavua case, and they're saying, if that's the case of our mission is saying, and the same wouldn't work for Shavua, well, in this case, assuming, right, the same is. Right, so let's just, right, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Machar would be the same as Shvua Shelo Ochal Te'inim and Shvua Shelo Ochal Anavim. Okay? That's their first comparison. Okay? So if that's the case, this Shvua works, and therefore this can't be the case of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that it works by Neder and it doesn't work by Shvua. So if we're going to assume that these two are comparable, then our Mishnah doesn't make sense. So you have to say that the Mishnah must be Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, where he said the exact same thing twice, because that's the time that it won't work by Shavua. Okay? But don't worry, they're going to say this isn't exactly the same. So therefore they say, Elahechi Dami, de lo chal Shavua al Shavua. So what's a case where Shavua is lo chal? Kigon Amar Shavua shelo chal te'inim, v'chazar v'amar Shavua shelo chal te'inim. Exactly, right? Where he, the Mishnah must mean where he repeated the exact same thing, just like, right? And therefore, de kavate gabe niziru, hechidami. What's the, kavate means kimoto, the same. So what's the comparison by Nazir? Da'amar, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, right? And therefore, v'katane, what does it say in the Mishnah? Yesh neder b'toch neder, and therefore, kasha l'Rav Huna. Everybody understands the koshi, right? It must mean the case is where he said the exact same thing, and that's why it doesn't work by shvua, it works by neder, or nazir. Now, amar l'cha Rav Huna, here's his answer. Matnitin da'amar, hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir l'machar. Our Mishnah really did mean, like he said before, Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir l'machar. But what's the comparison gabei shvua? Not shvua shelo chal tenim and shvua shelo chal anavim. We're going to make a better comparison. What's the comparison? Da'amar shelo ochal te'enim v'chazar v'amar shvua shelo ochal te'enim v'anavim. Okay? This makes more sense to say. Why does it make more sense? Because there's a crossover, right? There's a 29 out of those 30 days overlap. Okay? Just like in this case, the te'enim overlap. And therefore, he's just adding one extra thing. He's adding the anavim. And in the nazir case, what's he adding? He's adding day 31. Okay, so that's why they want to compare it to this. Now, right, I see Reza with her head. It's still not 100% comparable, okay?
Because it's the same word.
Because it's, what's the same word?
Nizirut,
it's the exact same thing, right? He says the exact same statement, that here he's adding an external something, right? And also,
he says it in the same day, it's as if he's
right. The other thing, by the way, is that, right, so it's, what, wait, why, who, what's he applying to the same 30 days? Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir l'machar is not the same 30
days.
No,
I'm saying the original.
Right.
Hayom hayom.
Hayom hayom. Hayom is the same, the question is whether it's the same 30 days,
yeah.
Or he's saying it's these 30 days, and
right.
Another 30 days after that, which brings you to a total of 60.
Right. Well, so I think
that,
even...
That was, when I first... read the Mishnah,
yeah.
This is what was occurring to me, was that maybe that's, it's two separate things. It's 30 days, and then he's saying,
right.
And on
well, what would happen in this case of the Harein Nazir Hayom, Harein Nazir L'Machar, even though when he said Machar, he meant from day 2 to day 31, what happens is he has to first finish the first Nazirut and then do another 30 days. It would be the same thing.
Right.
The same halacha would be. It's just a matter of when he made that statement, does it have anywhere, is he adding something new? And he is, because that statement is referring to a day that wasn't referred to in the original Nazirut, and therefore it has, you know, something to hang on to, and because of that, it applies after his Nazirut is over. And in the end, he does more than just that extra day. The whole question is, does his statement have anything new in it? Basically, it's like saying, was there any chidush in what he said? Because if there wasn't any chidush, then we can assume he was just repeating. But since here he's adding something new, just like Shvuah Shelo Chal Te'enim, Shvuah Shelo Chal Te'enim Ve'anavim. By the way, just as a preface, because it's going to be important, the Te'enim Ve'anavim Shvuah means, it doesn't mean Te'enim O Anavim. It means, I won't eat Anavim and Te'enim together. Okay? So you're only over on that shvua if you ate them together, which is also makes this a little different than Nazir case, because it's not connected to the, right? It's not like a, it's just you're talking about a different day. Anyway, it's a weird comparison. You can ask a lot of questions about it, but the Gemara is trying to find something similar in the shvua world, and that's this is the best they can come up with. Okay. So, right? And then, okay, so in that case, if you say shvua shelo chal te'enim, and then you say shvua shelo chal te'enim v'anavim, it would be lo chal, right? 1 second. Right, and then you would say it wouldn't be chal. But now they ask a question. V'ha'amar rabba, shvua shelo chal te'enim, v'chazar v'amar, shvua shelo chal te'enim v'anavim. Ve'achal te'enim v'hifrish korban, v'chazar v'achal anavim, havilei anavim chatzishir, ve'em v'im korban al chatzishir. Okay, so let's just understand first, before we understand what they're doing with this. Rabbah says that if you did this type of shvuah, okay, I'm not going to eat te'enim, and then you ate te'enim, and what did you do? You did it by accident, so you're a mafrish korban, okay? What does the Hafrashat Korban do? This is like, okay, for those who learned earlier with us, in earlier Masechta, particularly in Shabbat, although I think we've seen it otherwise, about the Korban Chatat. What do you bring a Korban Chatat? If you do something b'he'elem echad, it means if you didn't realize, and then it comes to your it comes to your attention that you did something wrong. That's called Behelem Echad. If you do it again after that, then already it's b'chayv a new korban. But let's say you did it 5 times. You didn't realize it was Aser. Okay, let's say you didn't realize it was Shabbat one day. And you did all sorts of malacha. And then you find out it's Shabbat. So now you're chayv once. But if you did it, and then someone told you, you know it's Shabbat today, and you can't do that, and you say, oh, I didn't realize. And then, you know, and then you forget. And then you do it again. Okay, so each time now you're chayv separately. So also being mafresh, the korban would be a separating thing. So here, he eats the tainim, okay? He didn't realize, I don't know what he didn't realize, maybe he didn't realize they were tainim, okay? He swore I'm not going to eat figs, and he confused figs and dates, okay? And he ate a fig, thought it was a date, and then he finds out it was really a fig. So now, he's chayv shvua, okay? And now what happens? Chazar v'achal anavim. Now he eats anavim after he separates the korban to bring. So now what happens? Is he chayev on the fact that he ate te'anim and anavim?
No.
No, because the te'anim is now separated by the korban from the anavim. So it's not considered that you ate te'anim and anavim together. Okay? Therefore, what do they say here? It's a chatzi shir, the anavim. Okay, what's a chatzi shir? It means you ate half of what you were forbidding yourself. Now, you're not chayev on chatzi shir. Ve'ein mevim korban chatzi shiur. Okay. But what does this teach you? Alma, what do you learn from here? It's obvious that what? It doesn't work in this particular case because you were mafrish the korban. But what does it seem to imply? What was Rav Huna's proof here? That this type of shvua, shvua shlo chal teinim, and shvua shlo chal teinim anavim, but gabe shvua, doesn't work. And therefore, the comparable case by neder would work. And now, what are we learning? This one doesn't work only because he was mafresh a korban in the middle. But if he wasn't mafresh a korban in the middle, and he ate teinim and anavim, he'd be chayev on the second one, right? For not eating teinim and anavim. So that's what we say here. Migo dechal shvua alma hecha da amar shvua shlo ochal teinim. Vechazar v'amar shvua shlo ochal teinim v'anavim. Migo dechal shvua al anavim. Chaylanami ala teinim. In other words, what seems to be obvious here? That since there was room for the anavim to take hold, the neder on the part with the anavim, it also took part on the anavim and the teinim together. And therefore, what do you see? That if this works, right, then you can't say that that's the case our Mishnah was talking about, and you can't make this comparison. So now, there's two options of what Rav Huna could say. One option is to say, oh, it's not a good comparison, and he has to come up with a different answer. But in the end, what do they say? No, it's, he would just hold very simply, Rav Huna lo svira leka Rabba. He disagrees with Rabba's opinion about, Rabba said, right? So now we'll just put it here on the board. Rabba says it works. Rav Huna said this kind of shvua doesn't work, and then he's got no problem. Okay? He says in that case, you wouldn't be chayav on the teinim, and, you know, it wouldn't work at all. It wouldn't be chal on the teinim and the anavim. Okay, so that was another question on Rav Huna, but we answered it up basically. Okay, Meitive. Now we have another question. Misha Nazar Shtei Nizirut, Mana Tavishona Veifrish Korban, Vinish Alaleha. Here's an interesting halacha. Okay, forget about the Shtei Nizirut right now. Let's say someone becomes a Nazir, and then he brings the Korban. He's done with his 30 days. He gets the Korban already, right? He frish korban. He frish, I assume, means he sets it aside, okay? Then he decides he wants to cancel the nizirut, okay? Do a she'elat chacham. A she'elat chacham is kind of like a hafarat neder, right? He wants to ask, can you get rid of what I did, okay? I really never meant to be a nazir. I don't want to finish the whole process, even though he's basically done, right? He's just got a few things left to do. He says, I really never wanted to be a nazir. It was a mistake. It was something. I did it because of this. He wants to be she'elat chacham. So now what happens? This is an interesting halacha. So if he did shtei nizirut, okay, and then he comes and he asks the chacham to cancel the nizirut, so what happens? Al talo shniya barishona. So what happens? The second one falls into place of the first one. In other words, the first one gets canceled by the chacham, but he already did his 30 days. So what 30 days did he do? Now that second one comes into play. And the second one falls into the place of the first one. And now he has to finish the process of the second Nizi root. And he only asked a question on the first Nizi root. So what do you see here? That the second Nizi root did work, right? So now the question is, which case was it? If you say it was Hareini Nazir Ayom, Hareini Nazir Ayom, then this disproves Rav Huna, okay? So Echidami. Ilema da Amar Hareini Nazir Ayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar, Amai Altalo Shnia Barishona. How could the second one fill in for the first one? Because the first one started on day number one, and the second one only started on day number two. So you can't say that it fills in for the other one. So Ha'ika Yomi Yetera. It has an extra day. He needs to at least do an additional day of Nizirut. You can't just say, oh, those 30, take the place of those 30 and finished. You're done. Okay? He would need for at least another day, or he would need another day. Ela pshita, so therefore it must be da'amar, hareini nazir ayom, hareini nazir ayom, b'tiyuvta d'Rav Huna. Okay, and now the Gemara says, that must be the hareini nazir ayom, hareini nazir ayom, and what do you see? When you say hareini nazir ayom, hareini nazir ayom, it actually works. And Rav Huna said, it doesn't work when you say that. Okay, so it's a tiyuvta d'Rav Huna. Okay, maybe I'll leave you here. Tomorrow we're going to see some answers to, they're going to give some, two answers as to how you can view this, even if it was Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. Leave you in suspense. I hope you guys manage to sleep tonight without worrying about what happens here with Rav Huna's opinion.